Talk to the AT&T hotline. Uh-oh. We go for our Patriots Monday interview that we always do with New England Patriots defensive lineman Chandler Jones, brought to us by ARS Restoration Specialists, Town Fair Tire, and FindMassMoney.com. Chandler, congratulations on the AFC Championship. Best of luck in the Super Bowl, and thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
How's it feel to be going to the Super Bowl, and what were your thoughts walking out of the locker room last night after the win against Indianapolis?
It feels great. It feels great. It's a great feeling, actually. I'm still dreaming, but, you know, we got bigger tasks at hand and a bigger goal. So, but, you know, it was a big win for me. You know, every year that I've been in the NFL, you know, I've lost that game. So for us to get over that hump and win and actually advance to the Super Bowl is great.
Do you realize how fortunate you are, like, really how good you have it? I'm just talking to a guy myself, spent, you know, what, 8 years and only had one playoff appearance, and here you are your first 3 years. I mean, do you ever sit there and go, all right, listen, do you ever worry about what the other slaps are going through now that they're already in their offseason program?
No, I don't. I follow a lot of my friends on Twitter that are tweeting about the playoff games, and I see some of their tweets, and they're saying they will, you know, take a leg off to play in that game. But, you know, it's a blessing. It's a great team, and I said I enjoy being a Patriot, and congrats to us.
You know, Chandler, defensively, yeah, it was an impressive performance, really. You and Rob Ninkovich, who was all over the field. I mean, it seemed like there was a lot of close calls. I mean, the sacks maybe weren't there, but it did seem like you guys rushed and maybe had Andrew Luck maybe throw the ball maybe half a second or a second more than he would have liked many times.
Yeah, I want to personally take the time to point out Rob Ninkovich's game that he had last night. I just finished watching him. Rob had a tremendous game. You know, it might not show on the stat sheet, but like I said, he did a really good job of pressuring Andrew Luck. And like I said, I want to shout him out. That was a great game by Rob Ninkovich.
Chandler Jones with us from the New England Patriots. Chandler, I have to ask this early in the discussion. What was your brother doing on the field flopping around like that?
Yeah, please tell me you gave him a hard time for that.
I spoke to him this morning, and I asked him. I asked him what was that about. But he said he was just trying to get a call. I guess I don't know what was going on with
him. Wait, so the game plan that you guys had defensively, what did it pretty much go exactly how you guys practiced it to go and planned for it to go?
Well, every
any surprises?
Every week. I mean, it's good for the coaches to give out a game plan, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to the players to execute and buy into what the coaches are coaching. And I feel like our players did a good job of buying into the coach's game plan, and we out-executed the other team, and definitely showed on the scoreboard at the end of the game.
You know, we always ask you if you ever watch the other games. Obviously, this one was something you couldn't watch, right? You're getting ready for your own. But what was it like when you're being told that, you know, the start of the game is 20 minutes longer now? I mean, as far as preparation goes, how does that get in your head a little bit?
It didn't get in my head at all. You know, like I said, we did a good job of just stretching and staying warm. You know, sometimes when you're ready to go out there and you're nice and loose, you know, from sitting around, you got to, you know, stay loose. So we did a good job in the locker room just, you know, stretching and staying warm so we can get ready to start our own game.
You know, Lou brought this up, Chandler. It's funny listening to the crowd while we were in the press box as the game was going on. We were seeing the same feed at the same time the fans were seeing it on the Jumbotron inside the stadium. And there was a noticeable groan when it went to overtime and eventually the Seahawks won. I almost got the sense that the Patriot fans would have preferred to see the Packers. How about you? Did you want another crack at them, or what were your thoughts?
You know, we got a game in the Super Bowl, and we have a goal. So I feel like whoever we're on to, whether it's the Seahawks or the Packers, I'm pretty sure that, you know, our team will be ready and our coaches will have us ready to play.
All right, so heading out, this is your first Super Bowl. So, I mean, has anybody talked to you about this yet? I mean, when do you guys go over the whole ticket situation? Lots of families, you know, lots of friends going to be calling you like crazy. Have you figured out who's going to go and who's not going to go?
I have no idea. For sure my family's going, my mom, dad, my brothers, and probably their wives and fiancés. But other than that, I'm not pretty sure who else is going, but we'll cover that soon. I'm pretty sure we will.
All right, so have you paid attention to what Marshawn Lynch has been doing most of the year? Have you guys seen any of their games?
I have, actually. Yeah,
okay, so
I've seen his interviews. His interviews are pretty funny.
Yeah, his interviews are great, right? So that's not you, though. You have too much of a too good of a personality. And when you see Marshawn Lynch running the way he does, is what kind of challenge does that present? Early scouting, right? I know you haven't dissected him yet, but just early impressions of what you need to do for a guy like that to slow him down.
He's a very powerful runner. He's a very powerful runner. And when I say that, he has the ability, even with his size and his body type, he has the ability to take the ball anywhere. So, like I said, we just got to do a good job of wrapping him up and tackling him. I played in my rookie year, but it's been a while. So, like I said, I'm pretty sure our coaches will have us ready and ready to go. And like I said, we're ready. I'm excited. I'm just excited about the whole thing. So I'm still dreaming a little bit.
We've come to know Brandon Browner, the defensive back. How about Brandon Browner, the scout and assistant coach when it comes to helping you guys with tips here and there about what the Seahawks might be doing on offense? Can he help you out, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if I know he knows a little bit of the offense, but I know he's on the defensive side of the ball. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I know Brandon Browner was on the Seahawks, but like I said, this is a new team. It's definitely a new team. It's a new year, so we'll see.
Going up against Andrew Luck a couple of times here now and guys like Aaron Rodgers, does that better prepare you for a guy like Russell Wilson as far as some of the things he can do with his legs?
There's a lot of gifted quarterbacks in the NFL that can throw the ball very well and run. And like I said, like Russell Wilson, he's a very smart quarterback. I feel like he knows when he's allowed to run and when he's throwing the ball. And he's a guy that can make big plays and elongate some plays with his feet. And like I said, it's our job as defensive ends, me and Rob, to hopefully try to contain him.
Finally, and most importantly, Chandler, has doing this program with us all year long properly prepared you for media day?
yeah, a little bit. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because we want you to be engaging and fun and show the natural personality that the three of us know that you have, but at the same time, do what you often do with us, which is say absolutely nothing, but do it in a fun, lighthearted manner that makes you a big-time star, okay?
Well, I do give you guys stuff. What are you talking about? Listen, I'm going to tell you guys something right now. The way that I talk to you guys is exactly how I talk to my friends at home. They said, Jim, are you ready to go this week? I just tell them, hey, you know what? I'm just trying to do my job and put the team first.
Did they ever just say, come on, man? I mean, this is like, I mean, you're boy. Don't give me that Patriot line.
No, it's not Patriot line. That's just the Patriot way.
All right. Well, hey, just tell Arthur we are very disappointing in his acting ability.
he needs a redo. He needs a do-over.
When he was at the fine institution of Syracuse University, he should have wandered down Irving Avenue to the theater once or twice, Chandler. That's all I'm asking.
I'm pretty sure he might be listening, but I'm pretty sure he's on there live laughing.
All right, Chandler, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the victory, and I'm sure we'll catch up in Arizona, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, that is Chandler Jones, who's been our guest all year long for these Patriot Monday interviews.